Don't miss the three-hour celebration of episode 200 of WDW News Tonight, live on the WDWNT YouTube channel on January 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for January 19, 2022. Yeehaw! Attention all honorary toys. After enjoying a rollicking ride through Toy Story Mania, you'll soon be treated to a new experience that is filled to the brim with fun, according to Disney. Andy has discovered Jessie's Trading Post playset tucked away in the attic and is bringing it downstairs to set up shop full of the coolest toys and finest souvenirs handpicked by the rootinest, tootinest cowgirl, and also coming, finally announced to be coming this year in 2022 to Andy's backyard, the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue Restaurant. It'll be completed, and this unique, fun, family-friendly dining experience, guests will enjoy delicious barbecue fare while surrounded by a kaleidoscope of toys, games, and playsets that Andy has brought together to create his one-of-a-kind rodeo. Stepping into the lobby and waiting area, guests experience firsthand what it feels like to be one of Andy's honorary toys before progressing into two larger dining room spaces where Andy's rodeo takes place. Here, the rodeo will be in full swing with Western Town and Train Station playsets mixing with surprising, playful details like some fan-favorite Pixar characters as they've never been seen before. So this is hot off the presses. As we're recording this, this came out like 10 minutes ago. They've announced that Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, which was announced many years ago, will actually be completed. We haven't seen active construction there in a little bit, but they're going to complete that restaurant at Hollywood Studios this year. And also, they're going to build a Jesse shop of some kind, based on the fact that we haven't seen a lot of vertical construction elsewhere in the land other than the shade structure, which we'll talk about later in the program. I'm going to guess this is going to be some sort of small shop, but I don't know, maybe they're going to start construction right away, or maybe it's somewhere in the building of the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. But again, both will open this year in Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios. That much we know. And I will tell you, I got to see some art and things that haven't been released yet for the Roundup Barbecue. And it's got some cute details. One of my favorite things, the back of one of the benches. So there's tables up against like a half booth. And the back of the booth in one area is a Scrabble, you know, where you put your Scrabble tiles when you're hiding them from the other players. I thought that was the cutest little detail. And I don't care for a ton of the details in Toy Story Land, but that one I thought was pretty neat. It'll be a fun little restaurant. A new light-up balloon featuring the 50th anniversary logo is now available at Magic Kingdom. The balloon does not feature the usual Mickey shape inside, though. It's a plain circle balloon. It has iridescent sheen, and the 50th anniversary logo is in gold. And balloon sellers can be found on Main Street at the Magic Kingdom with these light-up balloons for $18. Again, most of our photos during the day, so you can't see them light up, but they light up very nicely. They're fun. A new element has been added to the corner of Uptown Jewelers at the Magic Kingdom. This piece, the piece is dark green and fits right against the corner column. It says the name of the store is a logo we've never seen for the shop. Also has the Pandora logo. Obviously, they sell Pandora jewelry at Uptown Jewelers. There are windows to place advertisements for the store's products. We are hopeful that this will replace the A-frames that are usually in the middle of the sidewalk all the time, advertising what's in the store. It'd be great to get that off the street and up onto the wall. A new Wonderground Gallery vinyl figure by Jared Moriyama has debuted in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Magic Kingdom. We found it in Bonjour Village Gifts, and the vinyl matches the Magic Kingdom Cutie series by Jared, featuring characters enjoying a spin in matching teacups. Mickey, the Cheshire Cat, Mr. Toad, and the Orange Bird are the stars featured here. It costs $30. The popular Figment popcorn bucket is now sold out after its first weekend at Epcot. The bucket launched at the Pop Eats Food Studio for the 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Arts. The wait for Pop Eats, of course, on the first day was advertised to be about 7 hours. Some people waited, they said they waited about 4.5. Later in the weekend, it was about 90 minutes the wait, but now Figment buckets are gone. We don't know if and when they're going to come back, and I just realized I gotta put this under lock and key now because people are going to try to take him. But yeah, so we'll let you know if and when they come back, but as of now, no more of these guys. The Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine is back at the Festival of the Arts as well. The scavenger hunt encourages guests to purchase specific menu items to earn a prize. A list of the items that are part of the Wonderful Walk can be found in a festival passport as well as on signs in World Showcase. Cast members will stamp your passport when you purchase the corresponding treat at the registers. And like previous years, the prize is an adorable palette cookie. It's a standard sugar cookie with thick sweet frosting. And this year, a second treat is given alongside the cookie. It's not advertised anywhere, but it comes in a really cute souvenir cup with the logo of the walk on it. It's a frozen mixed berry drink. Cast members weren't sure what it was when we asked, but there you go. Some notes on the Festival of the Arts. Number one, I want to mention right here on the channel, we have posted, this is the first time we've ever done it, and people have already said they'd like to see it for all the festivals, so based on the success of it, we'll see if that happens. But we recorded me trying each and every new item at the Festival of the Arts this year. Every food and drink item that was new this year, we tried it on camera, and you get to see how we felt about it as it happened. It is a full video with every single new item of the festival. You can watch right here on the channel. If that's not your speed, we of course have reviews of every single food studio on the website as well, if you need those to cross-check as you go around the park. We have our first look at the tunnel guests will walk through when arriving by shuttle from the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disney's Hollywood Studios. Guests will take a bus disguised as a space transport from the Star Cruiser to Batuu, docking next to the First Order cargo shop. We first showed you what this transport would look like in an exclusive story a few years back. You're looking at some of that art now. Guests will then enter the land through the tunnel, which you're seeing now. The docking bay tunnel was previously hidden by Scrim, and a row of hedges now blocks it from guest access, but you can see easily over the hedges. The maiden voyage of the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser will begin on March 1st. We, of course, will be there. The seating area of Woody's Lunchbox in Disney's Hollywood Studios is now being partially covered. An awning has been installed over the small section where work was occurring. The quick service restaurant is notorious for its limited space and capacity, as the land is notorious for its lack of shade structures in general. In fact, this isn't even the first time that an awning had to be added in the land. You may remember Slinky Dog Dash, the outside queue, added awnings very quickly as guests complained about the Florida sun. You wouldn't think Disney had operated a theme park in Florida for 40-something years based on the way this land was built. But this is really interesting that simultaneously there's work on this shade structure in Lunchbox. They're building a shop, and they're going to open this barbecue restaurant. It's like this conscious effort to fix Toy Story Land. Like, it's no secret there were heavy budget cuts. As soon as Bob Chapek got the job in charge of Parks and Resorts, they cut a ton of money out of Toy Story Land. That included the shops, that included the sit-down restaurant, that included a lot of shade, a lot of things like that. And so now it's all coming back now. But as many Imagineers have said over the years, if you don't spend the money up front on the project, you always end up spending it later. And this is a perfect example of that. You can now turn your own droid into a fairy droid, as seen in The Mandalorian on Disney+. Fairy droid accessory sets are available at Droid Depot in Galaxy's Edge at the studios. Cast members had this decorated droid on display at the register. It costs $69.99. The set includes a dome, dome extender, arms, legs, and an oar. Note that the droid body is not included. It fits on your droid you can purchase at the store. A new t-shirt featuring Powerline from a Goofy movie is now available at Walt Disney World. The shirt is gray with dark splotches, and Powerline poses on the front with blue and pink colors exploding behind him. It says, the Standout Tour 95, a reference to the hit song in the film, Standout, and the film's 1995 release. Man, do I feel old. We found it at Legends of Hollywood in Hollywood Studios for $36.99. I remember pre-ordering that movie and getting the lithographs at the Disney store and then picking up our VHS. That's how old I am. A new water bottle inspired by the Purple Wall of Tomorrowland is now available. On one side of the bottle, it has the geometric pattern of the Purple Wall. On the other side, the bottle reads, the future that never was is finally here. It also says Tomorrowland and has a spaceship flying in a circle around the words. We actually found that at Hollywood Studios at Celebrity 5 and Dime for $27.99. What's weird about this, the future that never was is finally here, is the 1994 Tomorrowland slogan, which the Purple Wall kind of replaced. So it's an odd mix of the two. After walls were put over merchandise display shelves, we now know that Out of the Wild at Disney's Animal Kingdom is going to be permanently closing. In fact, we went today and it was already permanently closed. The small outdoor shop is located at Rafiki's Planet Watch near the Affection section. It reportedly will be replaced eventually by seating and vending machines, mostly because they have to have some sort of snack and drink options back here because it is separated from the rest of the park by the Wildlife Express train. The fan favorite Ohana restaurant at the Polynesian Village is known for many of its tasty menu items. Of course, as you know, Ohana means noodles. But one of the items that people have often loved is the bread, even the new bread, which debuted when they changed the menu. It's been popular. But as of our most recent visit, the restaurant ran out of that bread and has replaced it with what are essentially King's Hawaiian rolls. Instead of the usual signature bread, we received these pull-apart rolls, which tasted like toasted King's Hawaiian rolls. They said they're unable to make the usual bread currently, but there is no return date set for that bread either. So it's another one of those supply chain things. Disney Vacation Club members can show off in style with this iridescent sequin-pinked spirit jersey, perfect for the 50th anniversary. The sequin stripes along the sleeves and bottom half of the jersey are identical to the previous versions. There are a few differences on this spirit jersey based on the sizing. The extra small option was slightly different than the other sizes. The extra small spirit jersey says Disney Vacation Club across the shoulders in sequins, while the other sizes have the Disney Vacation Club in iridescent puffy print. The Mickey on the front differs between sizes as well. The sizes with iridescent print on the back also have puffy iridescent Mickey Mouse. In contrast, the extra small option with the sequins embroidered text has an embroidered Mickey on the front instead. All sizes feature the same striped sequin patterns around the torso and sleeves, though. You can pick it up at Saratoga Springs, Riviera Resort, and other Disney Vacation Club resorts for $119. Another new spirit jersey, this one with a retro aesthetic, has come out at Walt Disney World. You can find this yellow, turquoise, orange, and maroon beauty at Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa and other DVC resorts for $79.99. It's a very light yellow color, and the front of the jersey features the DVC member logo in colorful stripes on the front chest, along with a blue Mickey Mouse silhouette in the bottom corner. The back of the jersey features a similar Disney Vacation Club member across the shoulders in the same color scheme, and the Mickey on the bottom of the back is maroon in color with blue, orange, and yellow stripes behind him under a yellow crescent moon. Over at Old Key West, they invite guests to experience the romance of the Florida Keys at this tranquil community of Conch Flats. But now, fans of the resort can show their love with a new collection of merchandise, including a Tommy Bahama sweater, a button-down, T-shirts, a Tervis tumbler, this adorable magnet set that emulates the real license plate you'll find at the resort, and as well a beach towel. You find all this merchandise and prices at WDWNT.com. We spotted this new DVC button-up shirt with a retro color scheme at Saratoga Springs as well. The shirt has an all-over park icons print that features representation to both Disney World and Disneyland Resort theme parks, including, by the way, Typhoon Lagoon. The Tilly is on there, which is fantastic. This shirt has short sleeves and a collar with buttons down the front. This soft turquoise shirt features an all-over print with orange, red, and yellow park icons. I think the Tree of Life's green, too. The icons again include Spaceship Earth, the Pixar Pal Around, Tower of Terror, Carthay Circle, the Tree of Life, the Matterhorn, and the castles from both Magic Kingdom and Disneyland, and as well the Tilly from Typhoon Lagoon. This orange tag at the bottom of the sleeve proudly declares that the wearer is a Disney Vacation Club member. The shirt retails for $59.99. Also at Saratoga Springs, the Turf Club Bar and Grill is set to reopen on February 3rd, and a new menu will debut with it. Some old favorites remain, but most dishes have been replaced. You can check out the full menu on our website. Some new merchandise arrived at the Artist Palette at Saratoga Springs. There's a new apparel, a Loungefly purse, a pin, and an ornament. It's all on our website. According to the official Disneyland Paris website, France has announced the upcoming launch of a vaccine pass for all people aged 16 years or older to access leisure activities. Disneyland Paris will follow these government requirements accordingly. However, the exact date and rules for implementation are pending official publication of the law and its implementation. You can find official information about this new vaccine pass on the French government website. A mandatory health pass is required for any guest aged above 12 years and 2 months in order to visit the Disney parks, the Disney hotels, and the village. Please visit the Disneyland Paris official health and safety page for information on health pass vaccination and testing requirements. And of course, we will provide updates as we receive more information on this development. Multi-day tickets are again available for guests wishing to visit Disneyland Paris. Since the resort reopened, only one-day tickets had previously been available. But again, now 2-, 3-, and 4-day tickets for one or two parks are available. There is no cancellation fee up to 3 days before use. The first official seasonal event in 2 years, Totally Minnie Mouse, is on at Tokyo Disney Resort, with both parks looking back on past entertainment in short, bite-sized greetings. We were on hand for the very first one, which looked back on the classic A Table Is Waiting stage show, which played at the dockside stage at DisneySea from 2011 to 2017, featuring the Disney Friends showing off the cuisines of the world with songs, dances, and some kooky costumes. The greeting features Mickey, Minnie, Daisy, Donald, Goofy, Pluto, Chip, and Dale, all in their costumes from the extinct A Table Is Waiting show. You can watch a video of that right here on our channel. Although Mickey Mouse-shaped hand soap dispensers have finally made their way stateside after many years of being exclusive to Tokyo, the Oriental Land Company might have just one-upped the offering with a new type of soap dispenser coming to the resort. The new dispenser is shaped like Mickey's glove, and while previous dispensers had you pushing to get soap from below, now instead you stamp your hand from above to get that adorable Mickey Mouse foam shape. You can find this at the home store in Tokyo Disneyland, Villa Donaldo, the home shop at Tokyo DisneySea, and through the Tokyo Disney Resort app starting February 24th for 1,800 yen, or about $15.72 U.S. Of course, if you're looking for Disneyland resort stories, those will be on our new show, Disneyland News Today, which airs every Thursday right here on the WDWNT YouTube channel. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. We're even on TikTok. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part? Their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, be sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show or any of our other shows, including Timekeeping. Please go check it out. You can also support the entire team behind this program by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And now I'm going to go dream about a soap pump that's from the top. Revolutionary.
Don't miss the 3-hour celebration of episode 200 of WDW News Tonight, live on the WDWNT YouTube channel on January 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern.